Shalom, everybody! Parshas Vizos HaBracha is the very last parsha in the entire Torah, and it describes the very last moments of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Much of the parsha consists of the last words of Moshe. And what are his last words? Brachos to his people, blessings to Am Yisrael. Each Shevet gets its own unique bracha. And the bracha that Moshe gives to Yosef is found in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalid. Moshe says, Ule Yosef Amar, to Yosef, Moshe said, Mevoreches Hashem Artso, his land, Yosef's land, is a blessing of God with the sweetness, with the delicacies of the heaven's dew and the waters that lie below. Yosef's land is a blessing of God. What does that mean? Everything is a blessing of God. All land is a blessing of God. Certainly all land of Eretz Yisrael is a blessing of God. So what does this mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, Rashi quotes the Sifri, the Medrash, and the Medrash says that of all of the land distributed to the Shvatim, the lands of Yosef were the most fertile and full of the nicest, most pleasing produce. And that's what the bracha means. Yosef was told, Mevoreches Hashem Artso, Mimeged Shamayim Mital, Mitahom Rovetzes Tachas. The greatest delicacies come from Yosef's land. It was the nicest land. However, the question is why? Why Yosef? Why did Yosef merit such a special physical blessing? Many Mefarshim discuss this question. For this brief FMT, I would like to share a beautiful explanation of the Nesivos Shalom, Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, the Slonim Rebbe who died in the year 2000. This is found on our Parsha on this Pasuk, says the Slonim. The Midah of Yosef is that of refraining or abstaining, holding back. Yosef, the person, his defining moment, according to this understanding, was his Herculean resistance when he was with Potiphar's wife back in Mitzrayim. It would have been easy to be with her, but Yosef held back. He chose not to. And later, when Yosef was engaged in the ruse with his brothers, when he saw Binyamin for the first time, he held himself back again. The Torah says in Parshas Miketz, in Bereishis Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Lamed Aleph, he saw Binyamin and Vayis Apak. He held himself back. And that, says the Slonimer, is the Midah of Yosef, holding back, refraining. But if you look at the rest of the Pasuk, the rest of the Pasuk in Parshas Miketz, what does the Torah say about Yosef? What does the Torah say after the Torah says, Vayisapak, he held himself back? Vayisapak, he held himself back? Vayomer, and he said, Simulachem. He held himself back, and he said, give them food, give them sustenance. He's holding back, but he was also giving things. He was exceedingly wealthy, and he shared that wealth. There's a connection, says the Slonimer, between holding back from physical pleasures and the reward of receiving physical pleasures. You hold back and you get rewarded. And says the Slonimer, the Torah does not tell us to shy away from physical pleasure, from physical benefits in Olam Hazeh. The Torah tells us to get married. And there's halachos about owning a home and running a business and wealth accumulation. There's halachos surrounding eating and drinking. And not only that, but a person who thinks that they're holier than the Torah and removes themselves from this world, that person is viewed negatively. The idea is to be engaged in the world, to be involved in the world, and channel the physical towards the spiritual. That's true. But Yosef's Midah, the Midah of hit-ap-kut, of abstaining, is critical as well. Sure, we're engaged in the world, but our pursuit of pleasure is not unbridled. We benefit from this world physically, but not in an unrestrained manner. There's limits to our pleasures, and they are means. The pleasures are means, not an end, not a goal. And not only that, but Yosef shared his blessings with others. He didn't hoard his blessings. That is Yosef. He held himself back, and he was blessed with amazing blessings, and he shared those blessings with others. And that, says the Slonimer, is the bracha that the Shevet of Yosef received, or Yosef himself and his descendants received. If we use the pleasures of this world properly, if we channel them in our Avodas Hashem, and if we share our gifts with others, and if we don't chase them as the be-all and end-all of our existence, then Hashem responds by giving us more. Uli Yosef Amar Mevareches Hashem Arzo Mimeged Shemayim Mital, etc. And that's Rashi quoting the Medrash. Yosef's lands were the finest physical lands in all the world, in all of Israel. And the message is clear to all of us. If you live your life like Yosef, you will get rewards in Mirtz Hashem like Yosef. Have an amazing day, everyone.